You're listening to Messages from the Middle. This is episode number 57, to all the middle moms.
Have you noticed that people don't usually share their struggles until they're over? It's not until they've defeated their dragon and marched victoriously home that they share their story. Well, I'm not one of those people. My name is Wendy Parrish, and I am in the middle of my story. From the middle, I've learned a few things, and I would like to bring you into my story. This is the good, the struggle, the light, the dark, and the lessons learned. This is Messages from the Middle.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Messages from the Middle. Messages from the Middle is a mental health podcast where I share my experiences and stories from the middle of my journey. And my hope is that as I share stories and what I've learned and am learning, I can bring you along with me and we can learn to love our lives right where we are. This week on the podcast, I want to talk to the moms, I guess parents. And who I really want to talk to is my fellow, what I call middle moms. Those are moms where your kids are older. Your kids are all in school. Maybe some have even left home. Maybe they've all left home. To the younger moms, I have been where you are. I know the sleepless nights. I know the diaper changes and the grocery meltdowns. I know it's tough. I know. But if you're not ready for a dose of reality, maybe just like hit like the skip 5 second button. But I've got a pretty big truth bomb coming your way. It doesn't get easier. And in fact, it is my personal experience that it actually gets harder. And that's just speaking from me. But based on the text messages and the memes and the funny videos that me and my other middle mom send to each other, I'm not alone in this. So we all start this parenting journey, honestly, with starry-eyed dreams, little stars in our eyes. When they hand you this tiny little person who has literally only taken one breath, you fall in love so hard and so fast. It's like nothing you've ever experienced. You are so sure that this new perfect person is going to be amazing and do amazing things. We're filled with hopes and excitement, envisioning this future where they're going to achieve greatness, maybe even change the world. But here's that hard truth bomb. Sometimes they can break our hearts. It's not something we dwell on. It's not something we talk about, but this is real. Our thoughts about our kids, their actions, and their future, they can stir up some pretty intense emotions. And we didn't sign up for the possibility of our kids making choices that could land them in trouble or facing challenges we never imagined. We don't look at that fresh new little person and think, it's possible that this child will end up addicted to drugs. It's possible that this child might end up in jail. It's possible this kid might even like Nickelback. We often throw around phrases like, I will love my child no matter what. But I want you to pause and dive deeper into that sentiment. What does it truly mean to love our children unconditionally? How do we define that phrase in our own hearts and minds? And perhaps most importantly, how do we demonstrate that love when our children disappoint us or break our hearts? These questions hit hard, and they're ones we rarely confront until we're faced with that heartbreak. It's not something that we anticipate or prepare for. And you know what makes it even tougher? The fear of judgment and shame that can accompany our honest answers. But here's the thing. It's essential to grapple with these questions, to peel back the layers and explore what unconditional love truly entails, because only then can we navigate the complexities of parenthood with grace and compassion, both for our children and most definitely for ourselves. Think about it. How many times have we said or heard other people say, "I just want my kids to be happy," or "I just want my kids to be successful"? It's of course natural for us to want the best for our kids. But the question to ponder is, does our happiness depend on their happiness? Does our feeling of being successful depend on their level of success? If you're shaking your head or feeling unsure, that's okay. But if you're nodding along, let's unpack that. First things first, we need to remember we are not defined by our kids' achievements or failures. They have their own journey, and it's not a reflection of our worth as parents, good or bad. And trust me, relying on your teenager for your self-esteem is a recipe for disaster. Teens are not exactly known for their stellar decision-making skills. So here's the mindset shift that I have been working really hard on. Happiness isn't found in the end result. It's found in the journey. Remember when we used to tell our kids, enjoy the process, whether it was learning a new skill or creating something, painting something, a new art project? And we told them it's not all about the outcome. It's not all about what that painting looks like at the end. Enjoy that process. It turns out we need to take our own advice as adults. As moms of older kids, it's easy to get caught up in outcomes. High school graduation, their career, their relationships. But here's something you need to know, we all need to know and accept. And this is another hard one. Sorry. There's no finish line in parenting. There's no moment where we can say, "I did it. I'm done. I'm a successful parent." They're going to continue to be your children as long, well, I believe forever, but however you want to look at that. But like when they're like 40 and we're 70 or whatever, I don't know how old you were when you had kids. They're still our kids, and we are still going to look at how they're doing and what they've done in their lives. And there's a very good chance we can still attach our feelings of being a successful parent, our feelings of whether or not we can be happy based on how they are doing in their lives as full grown, fully complete adults. Because maybe they're not fully complete. Maybe they're still working on it. I'm in my 40s and I am not fully complete and I am still working on it. And I would sure hope that my parents don't look at me and use where I am in my life and how I've been doing as a measure for their success as parents and a measure for whether or not they are allowed to be happy. If we tie our happiness to different milestones, we are in for a roller coaster ride of emotions. And I don't think that's a ride that I want to be on. I'm diverting a little bit from my outline here because as I'm talking about this, what's coming to mind is it's the end of the school year right now. And this is the time of year where you start seeing on social media all the awards and the accolades and who's going to prom and who's winning things and who's getting elected to different offices, who got into what college, who got what scholarships. And that is not every child. And if that's not your child, that's okay. They chose a different path. They chose a different measure for what will make them happy in life. Or maybe they didn't. But whatever they are going through and experiencing right now is their own experience. You are there to comfort them if they need comfort, to support them in what it is that they chose, to be excited for whatever it is that they are excited about. And maybe they're not excited about anything. So maybe you just mourn with those that mourn. You try to help them find something to be excited about, but maybe they don't find that thing. And does that make you a success or a failure? I even know for myself, there were certain things that I really wanted to accomplish in high school. And I did not accomplish all of those things. In fact, I think there's a lot of things that I really, really thought that I would get out of my high school experience, and I did not get out of my high school experience. But I can look back now and see that everything that happened to me through that period of time in my life is exactly what I needed, that launched me down the path that brought me a lot of joy, really, and really enriched my life and helped me to learn to go through the hard times and the struggles. And it's interesting now to look back at what really seemed like such hard things then. And I would give something important to me. I can't think of anything right now to go back to those hard times. Those struggles, I'd take those back. I really think I would. So if you've tied your happiness, if you've tied your ability to feel like a successful parent to your children, to how they end up, how can we now go back and reclaim our own happiness, our own feelings, without giving them the remote control? It starts with challenging our beliefs. It starts with looking at that thought that keeps coming up for you that is tying your happiness to them. What thought is coming up for you? And then questioning that thought. Why do we think our happiness depends on our kids? And how is this mindset holding us back? Questioning that thought that we are using to attach our own happiness and feelings of success to our children is how we begin to loosen up the thought and retrain that super strong memory trail that our brain just likes to automatically go to. That's how that thought starts to get a little bit more shaky, and then we can start to build a new one. We can start to just let that one go. And speaking of letting go, the other thing that we need to practice is letting go. Sure, we want the best for our kids, but sometimes we need to step back and just let them make mistakes. It's through those tough moments that they learn and grow into the amazing individuals that we know that they can be. They may even make mistakes that take them a little bit farther away from that amazing person that we know and want them to be. But we need to let them. We need to give them the freedom and the autonomy that we would want for ourselves. So, this comes from the amazing Mel Robbins. Let them. If they want to take their prom date to McDonald's, let them. If they want to take a gap year that consists of playing video games and doing nothing, let them. Now, you put boundaries and restrictions on this. You say, absolutely, sure, you can do that. You don't get any money from me, but you can do whatever it is that you want. You need to practice that you need to practice letting go. Our brains are wired to believe that our kids' success is equal to our own. It seems to be a thought that we just begin to cultivate almost from before we even have children. But if we can embrace the journey and let go of that need for control, we can create and find our own happiness and take that remote control to our emotions out of the hands of the crazy, insensitive teenager. Look, I love teens. No teens are listening. Maybe some teens are listening. I don't know. I love you. But I don't want the power of my emotions to be held in your hands. So To my fellow moms, let's start to rewrite the script. Let's focus on the journey and embrace the challenges and trust that our kids are capable of writing their own story. Bumps, bruises, cuts, all of it. I hope this episode brought you some information and something that maybe you can think on, especially, like I said, as we are in this point of the school year where it feels like other children's successes are having a light shone on them and they seem to be really doing things. And it's easy to compare our kids to their kids or our story to their story. And if we're tying our happiness to that, we are going to be really in a place of pain. And honestly, if you are one of those parents of the football captain, head cheerleader, prom queen, all of that, and you're super happy for them, that's fantastic. But again, if you're tying your happiness to that, you are not feeling and experiencing your own story and your own happiness. You can be so happy for what they are experiencing and going through, but just know that if you are tying your happiness to their highs, you're going to end up tying your happiness to their lows. And that takes you out of the driver's seat. So that's the episode for this week. One more thing, just a side note, speaking of enjoying the process, I am in the process of building out my coaching program. And I kind of wanted to share it. I'm super excited. I'm absolutely loving the process. And I've got some really cool stuff that will be coming your way, some freebies that will be out, and I will talk about it and share the link and all of the fun things when it's all out and available. But I'm excited. So I want to get you excited. All right. Thank you so much for everything, for being with me today. If you have a moment, I would sure appreciate a rating and review, or share this episode or any of my other episodes with your friends, family, neighbors. And above all, I want you to know that you are loved and that you matter, no matter who you are or where you are in your story. Thanks, and we will see you next week.
Thank you so much for joining me in the middle of my story. My theme music is White Linen by Asher Child. He's my kid. You can find all of his amazing music on all streaming platforms. And you know, it just wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't ask you to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. But seriously, it would really mean so much to me if you did. Thank you so much, and see you next time.